If it is excavated at some point in the future, we will be able to say definitively that's an Admiralty ship, and we also know definitively that no other vessel of that size would have broken up at that point. We're very, very careful to be non-invasive. As time goes by, technology improves, and something that will destroy an artifact today, we can do non-invasively in 20 years' time. So you'll find archaeologists being incredibly conservative. There are techniques we can use right now. We know there's iron down there, and a magnetometer will let us see iron at that sort of depth and allow us to calculate depth and volume or mass of iron. There's ground-penetrating radar that we would use on land a lot. Now, I'm not confident that will work in that wet environment. Even the part of the wreck that was just exposed is actually disintegrating. If we excavate, it's a one-go job,
Exactly.
and that the opportunity to study it further in the future is gone. The competent authority is the Monument Service, and they are going to come back down again in March, and they are the folks with resources and top-end skills that will allow them to investigate further without destroying the wreck. We can work locally with our own resources, privately, but honestly, we are constrained.